It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, good morning to you. It is a Thursday, October 21st. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. This is Speak Out 2.0 Live. We broadcast live from the Laughlin Mall. Each and every day, a little bit of sports action for you. Tonight, we have the Denver Broncos taking on the Cleveland Browns at 5 o'clock. Yay! And that game can be heard on our sister station, 94.3 and 100.5, depending upon where you live. And that is KNTR Sports. Also, a quick calendar for you. I got lucky this morning. I went to the Mojave High School and saw the wall that heals, is what they call that, which is a miniature version of the Vietnam War wall. And very impressive. Dave Lipinski, the teacher at Mojave High, brought that here. Some of the sponsors were our Morning Kiwanis Club. We sponsored it along with Mojave Electric Cooperative, TWN, Post 1005 Auxiliary, Post 87 Auxiliary, Post 404, Post 10005, the City of Bullhead City, Mojave Daily News, Bullet Health, some group that says I Support Vets, Culver's, Valley View Hospital. A lot of people helped bring that here. And if you get a chance, go by Mojave High between now and Sunday and visit the wall. Take your family and check it out. It's very moving and real nice presentation. They did a good job putting it all together. Hey, Speak Out HMD is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin walk-in right here in the mall, Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. They have the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train Roads, Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. And then, of course, they have the hospital on Silver Creek Road. For questions, if you don't feel well or you have a question concerning one of those buildings right there, you call one number, 763-CARE or 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone and she'll transfer you to someone who can help you. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often feel you pay too much for insurance? Well, why not sit down with a professional and show them your policies and see? Yeah, Greg and Stephanie, that's what they do. They take your policies for your life insurance, your auto insurance, your home insurance, commercial insurance. They can compare them and maybe bundle one or two of them and might be able to save you 40, 50 bucks a month. You don't know till you find out. So call them. 763-8464. Make an appointment. Go down. Sit down with them. Take your policies. They're in the bottom drawer of your desk. You've never read them. So take them with you and let them look at them and see what they can do for you. Spot On. Processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated with a local representative available to set you up and do all the processing. There's no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. You can go month to month. And funding is available the next day. Spot On integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu City, Needles, and Laughlin, and even Henderson. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. Echo Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles, so you can change your oil on a regular basis. But when's the last time you thought about that transmission oil? It's got to be changed, too. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, complete auto repair, and transmission service. Echo, 444-1244. Stop by. They're on the hill on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby. And in the studio now, a program that I've been wanting to do for a while and scheduling both of them in. I'm so happy. We have Alan Temperate, who is our election director, and Christy Baer, who is our Mojave County recorder. Welcome.
Oh, hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, you know, we've seen so much on television, good old TV, where Maricopa County wanted an audit. And everyone is screaming that the audit's not right. People are screaming now that, the election was stolen. But I've never heard that in Mojave County. I've not heard anyone say, oh, it was stolen in Mojave County. It was all fixed. Dead people voted, you know. I don't think that happens. And so I want you to, and you brought your number one guy with you?
I did.
And his name is?
Steve.
Steve, okay. I want you three to explain why that doesn't happen, how it can't happen, and why our election is secure in Mojave County.
That sounds like an absolutely wonderful thing to do.
Okay, so I get my ballot in the mail, I fill it out, and I mail it in. Who gets it first?
Voter registration gets that ballot. We send them out. We send them to people that have voters that have requested those ballots.
Right.
Sometimes voters don't remember that they asked for that ballot by mail. The only other instance is if it's an all-mail election like it is right now in Mojave Valley.
Elementary district.
So yeah. We only send ballots to voters that have requested those. Once they are returned to our office, we batch them, and we verify each and every signature that we have on file. The signature will come up, and we verify those signatures. We have training in doing that. If there's ever a question, we make every attempt to contact the voter to ensure that they, in fact, are the ones that signed that ballot. Then they're processed, and we secure them, have a log that secures those. Two parties are always involved, and then we walk them over to the elections department for their early board to process them. And that's where elections comes in with the mail ballots and when we have early voting sites. Those ballots come in as well to voter registration.
So how do you know when John Smith died and he needs to come off the roll? He's not going to get another ballot.
So I think a lot of the conversation is, oh, this person got more than one ballot.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
too, huh?
Those are very reasonable explanations to those. We had one the other day, very upset, but it turns out, oh, yes, I did move. Well, your P.O. box, you can only one ballot counts. So you moved, but they were already in the queue from the printer to be mailed out to you.
Ah.
So then before the voter registration deadline, you notified us that you had moved. So you do. You have two ballots that come, but the first one's already been canceled. Deceased is basically the same way. It's not a matter of if you received more than one ballot or if a deceased individual received a ballot. I think the key is where they voted.
Oh, okay.
Was that deceased person's ballot actually voted? That's where it becomes a problem. You know, we have an automatic resolution with death records through the Secretary of State's office. We do check local obituaries, but really it comes down to, were we notified?
Right.
Did someone tell us? Because there's a form. We can't just have you call us up and tell us that.
But my wife can't call you and say, Larry died, take him out of the rolls.
No, because you show up on election day to want to vote.
Right.
So you know, if now there's a process and it's on the ballot that if you're not the person that this ballot is addressed to, please return it to us. So that's a move by the legislature to try and, you know, deal with part of this. But I don't really know of an instance except one where a deceased voter actually voted the ballot. Yes, you get ballots. They could have been deceased 12 years ago, but did anyone notify us of that so we could start the statutory process to get them off the voter rolls?
And you just said statutory process. And by the way, someone just told me I called you Christy Bear. It's Blair.
Yes.
So I want to correct that. I'm in a hurry. You know,
I get called a lot of things. It's fine.
When you say statutory process, in other words, this isn't something that you just say, oh, I got a letter today in the mail that John Smith died, so someone go in the computer and take him out. There's a process to that.
There's a process to everything we do.
Right, and it's regulated.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's why it works, right?
Yes. Yes, because it's not up to individuals. We're following a process. And so if a voter, we always encourage voters to call us if they have questions or tell us, I received two ballots in the mail. We can go into that voter record and say, yes, that's because, you know, of this and this and this.
Right.
And be able to explain it. And then we have... Once we are aware of a deceased voter, we send a form to that address with hopefully a family member that can give us more information. And that makes it a better process and valid instead of just somebody calling saying, my husband passed away.
Right.
Oh, we'll take him off the rolls. Because then they do show up on election day and it was just an angry spouse.
Yeah, that happens too, huh?
Yes.
So, I had a question in there somewhere. If a ballot goes to someone who's deceased, and if someone in that house thinks, well, I'll go ahead and vote for them. Mm-hmm. They don't know they're deceased. They sent them a ballot. Mm-hmm. They got to sign the back of it.
Yes.
And it's probably not going to match what you have, right?
Yes. And in the time that I've done this, I've had one instance. The signature upon return did not match. We called and asked to speak to the voter. The widow said, my husband's deceased, but I voted his ballot because I know how he would have wanted to vote.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I said, well, ma'am, that's called a felony. And if I could please send you the form to fill out, we can cancel his voter registration.
Yeah.
It wasn't
devious.
It wasn't devious.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, and that is the only instance that I am aware of where a deceased voter, you know, sometimes I had one, I believe in the general, where the person signed the ballot and passed away the very next day.
Oh.
Well, that was a valid.
Yeah.
That was a valid ballot.
Right.
So, you know, it depends on the time.
And so that
frame.
Signature would match.
Yes.
Yeah, because
yes.
The person did it right. The fact that he passed away or she passed away, they passed away after they voted. That happens probably all the time, actually. Yeah.
Or the signature, the husband signs the wife signs the husband's. You know, there's a lot of variations. People are very upset that, I found a ballot. I found it was left at the post office. Well, that's okay. It's got the voter's
ID
name
yeah.
on there. And, you know, what if my neighbor voted my ballot? Well, that signature, unless they are spot on, is not going to match. And we're going to be calling. That's why we ask for a signature on the affidavit envelope on the ballots.
Right.
We don't use that for any other purpose. But if
to
we
verify.
Can call you. Our next is if we can email you. If we have to send you back a letter or if you didn't sign your ballot and we have to return it to you in the mail, you know, we make every effort to make every vote count. But there comes, you know, it's a time factor as well.
Sure.
What time in the election does that happen? So, you know, we ask for a phone number. So if there's a question, we can... contact you. We contacted about 30 voters yesterday for this Mojave Valley election, and people are very appreciative that we do that.
I would imagine so.
That.
Yeah, yeah, they probably are. Gee, they called to verify that I voted and that it was me, you know, and I had three beers when I signed it, so it wasn't quite, you know, didn't match or whatever.
Exactly.
All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with you all three a little bit more. Also, if you have questions out there, you can pick up your phone, 702-298-1063. You can give us a call. They'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Don't forget the street drags are starting, I think, tomorrow in Kingman. And that's going to happen on Andy Devine. And the fun part is they race from the police department to DPS. So check that out. Get a seat and enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Saturday. Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Meet me at Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara with East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Multi-grain pancakes, veggie omelets, fiesta burritos, avocado toast. Yep, just some of the breakfast items at the new ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. Check it out today. Riverview Mall at the end of Marina. ProFit Kitchen has a full breakfast, full lunch, and complete dinner menu. Plus nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, custom drinks, and wellness shots. Plus meal prep solutions. Try ProFit Kitchen today. You'll be glad you did, and so will your body. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. And don't forget, feel free to call in if you have questions for my guest today, 702-298-1063. The program each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. They're partnering with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Yay! Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. And remember, TWN customers save money. Yes. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Both locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, for a week, or longer. They're going to have Max, my dog, for a day and a half this weekend because I have to work the Cornfest. So Max has got to go stay with Risen Star. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and they also have protection dog training available. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006 and make sure you make appointments for your pets. You know, if you want them groomed or you want them to stay there, you have to make reservations because they do fill up. So call them, 754-3006. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, this is the guy with all the money. He's got you want a vacation home? Yeah, call Chad. You want an investment home? Call Chad. You want an add-on? You want a refi? You just get a lower interest rate, maybe? Yeah, I'm doing that with him. Yes, I met with him yesterday in Lake Havasu City. He wouldn't show me the vault. He did once before, but he was drunk then, see? So I didn't get to go in the vault this time. So, but the vault's there. And you go in and you need a loan, you fill out a couple pieces of paper, and then he goes down the vault and gets your money. It's that simple. The vault underground is the size of Dot Foods. Every shelf has money on it. Lots of money. Lots of money. So if you need some, call 288-2691. Make an appointment and go get your money from Chad. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meal, entree, and dessert. Enjoy a delicious breakfast, awesome lunch, and mouth-watering dinners. We were there last night and had dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner is available all day long. I had breakfast last night when I was there. Then had a slice of pie. I had the banana cream. Oh, it's so good. Anyways, you need to get your pie, your muffin, your cookies, take them all to go, and you take a whole pie home, they start at $9.99. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is kicking off the fall season of savings with an annual, seasonal, and sundowner golf passes. Discounts are available for active and retired military and first responders, and they do request identification. See why Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is the number 4 golf club in Arizona. Yes, right here in Bullhead City. Check it out at LaughlinRanch.com. All right, back in the studio. Now, we understand when we mail it in, you guys verify, your team verifies the signature and make sure that it's the ballot. You don't open them, though, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
So then when you verify them, then you ship them across the hall to Alan.
Correct.
And you count them.
That is correct.
That's why you have no hair. You're busy counting all the time.
That's one of the many reasons. Absolutely, positively.
Now, in the counting process, when does that start? Because people will, I would imagine you probably get some ballots back 2 days after you mail them.
Yes.
So, 'cause some people don't mess around. They get that, take care of it, and send it right off. So when you get them, you might get some way before it's time to count. How does that work?
All right. It works. I'm allowed to start counting them immediately after I receive them.
Okay.
Okay, which is really cool. There was a law that just changed this last legislative session allowing that. Prior to that, it was 2 weeks prior to the election, I could start counting, processing, we'll say, getting ready and counting early ballots. Prior to that, it was a week, and that would have been a couple of years before that. So the legislature, I'll be honest with you, has worked very well with us on I know on my end of the election side, I mean, I know they have many, many, many law changes that go into
right.
effect each time. And
but for your office and your staff, this made it...
It made it much better because
much
I realized,
better.
Because I'll give you for instance, we had 105,000 ballots cast at the general election, the presidential general election. Over 80,000 of them were mail ballot.
Oh, yeah, and counting those in a week doesn't
it
work.
It doesn't cut it no matter how many pieces of equipment you have and how many people you have doing so in the process and people to process it. But what starts is... the recorder's office, the voter registration department, received the ballots, and some just shortly after they're sent out.
Right.
You know, people are very, you know. You have the groups that are, excuse me. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You have the groups that are, you know, like really, I'm going to be first, and you have the procrastinators at the end.
Yeah.
Once again.
And you get some after the election, too, right?
I got a primary ballot yesterday.
Yesterday?
From the primary.
Yeah, so people are really slow. And they wanted to make sure it counted, I guess, huh? Wow.
We're not sure.
Wow.
It happens.
Yeah.
Frequently.
I can see that.
But the ballots make their way over to me. I mean, there's a wall that separates us. The word literally, no, there is a wall that separates our two offices.
Okay.
And the ballots are accounted for over in the voter registration department, knowing exactly which ones they're sending over. They're logged in through the cool computer system and sent to us in batches of manageable, like groups of 50.
Okay.
And that groups of 50 are all wrapped around in with the people's names who had sent those ballots. They're unopened. The envelopes come unopened. All just the ones that have been validated, verified to be counted.
Right.
They make their way over to me, and they come over in sealed containers. Now, the seals start on her end, obviously, over in the recorder's office, voter registration office, and then we validate the seals. They bring them over in the tubs, maybe about 1,000 ballots per, you know, per these things or more, whatever works out for it.
Okay.
And they hand over the chain of custody. We got a complete chain of custody from the time the ballots walk literally 25 feet down the hall, you know, on a cart to our
right.
office. We sign off for them at that particular time. I have a group of people come in we call our early board. Our early board is a group of people that have been, some have been working. I've been at this 19 years now
right.
in Mojave
You're a
County.
Rookie, I know.
Yeah, a little bit there. I have people working for me that were doing this before I was around, and they let me know it, which is really cool. They've been around longer than me, which is really cool. Uh-huh. Processes have changed because laws have changed and stuff slightly, but the crux of it is still processing and preparing the ballots ready for me to count on our tabulation equipment.
So when they come to you and or when something changes in the system and you go to this employee or volunteer and you say, hey, we got to do this, and then they turn to you and say, Alan, I've been doing this before you were here. I know what I'm doing.
I hear that.
And you've got to say, no, the process has changed a little bit. The legislators want you to do this, this, or
mm-hmm,
this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you have to convince them that there's a new way.
They're very open-minded. But what is really cool is it's not a person. I have a board of anywhere between 6 to 10 people that work this process. We come over to just the volume of paper that starts coming over, you know, a week. 2 weeks to a week before the election, is I have a group of people and it's very methodic. Nobody knows how anybody voted. See, I get phone calls. Hey, how did I vote? How the heck do
how
I
did
know
you
how
vote?
You voted?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, you know. And I say, I don't know, and I have to try to convince them. But the ballots come over unopened. The ballots are then checked against the list that are sent from the voter registration to make sure that we have that envelope there.
Okay.
Okay, so there's 50 on there, and it's always dead on, on both sides.
Okay.
There's 50 names there. Those are the people's names on it.
But you still have to go through that process.
And we go through the process. The next person, I just want to explain this process. It's really cool.
Yeah.
The next one gets the envelopes, and they open up with a cutter, the top of the envelope, and they take the ballot out that's folded. And they put it on one side, and they put the envelope on the other side. The next person takes all the envelopes, and then it gets passed down the line that they validate that there were 50 envelopes, there were 50 ballots, you know, a whole process. It takes between 6 to 10 people to do this, depending on how I got this chain going, going down. And I have a variety of people working my boards. They're Republicans, they're Democrats, they're independents.
Yeah.
I mean, so everybody's watching what everybody's doing and trusting each other. And if they come down to it and they say there were 50 to start with and we come up with 49, everything stops on the dime. Or 51, everyone stops on the dime. And then they do an accounting for at that particular time. So I know exactly how many sheets of paper, and then the chain of custody comes, gets sealed, it gets sent to me literally 10 feet, you know, into a room where I count them.
Okay.
In the tabulation room. I know exactly how many ballots I start counting every particular moment. And as that machine goes through and it says 50, 50, 50, to see if there was a mistake made.
Okay.
And send it over to me.
So you take them and you put them in a machine that scans them and calculates the vote, right?
Yes, I do. Yep.
It's not somebody going, okay, Fred voted for so-and-so, and Barney voted for so-and-so.
That is
correct.
This
is not done by hand, and, you know, so it goes in, that's why you got to draw the little bubble, right?
That's why you draw the bubble. It's it's a digital recording is really what it is. And it is really cool. The equipment that we use to do the tabulation, all our ballots are counted centrally in a central count system. Some counties have scanners that scan them at the poll sites. We used to do that some years ago until we purchased new equipment in 2016. We went a different direction. You know, there were various reasons why we did that. I mean, you know, neither here nor there.
Right.
But this equipment is so incredibly accurate. What I would like to say is this. I have two pieces of equipment that count. They can count 300 ballots per minute.
Wow.
They're $112,000 each for each of these pieces of equipment. So think about it. Think about it.
And you have three of them?
I have two.
Oh, you have two of them.
And it takes us two to count 105,000 ballots over a couple week span.
Right.
That's really what it takes. Because it counts 300 a minute, but then again, the equipment is so cool. If something is the strangest little bit on the ballot, it'll kick it out for us to look at and not count that at the particular moment.
Ah.
Was there a stray mark? Was there a light mark? Was there a, you know, we're human.
Or more than one mark?
That would be an overload.
I voted for Biden and Trump.
We had lots of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that becomes an overvote. So I have equipment that and it sorts out the writing for me afterwards. It sorts out the good ones, you know, to a point. So it's a process, and we have two people running each piece of equipment, checking with each other the whole time, every time that button's pushed to run that group of 50 ballots.
And before we take a break, when they're running the equipment, they're not seeing what it's telling them.
No.
Who's winning? Who's in first? Who's in second?
No.
They're not seeing that information.
No. Nothing. See, it's just simply going into
it's
the tabulation equipment. It's a process. And the only thing we know when we're done is if I had 1,000 ballots come over in a box and I know what I'm looking for and it's all been validated from my lady's 25, 20 feet away or whatever I just said before,
right,
that's how many pieces of paper went through. I have no idea who those votes went for.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. Catch your breath. And then we're going to come back. Steve, is he saying everything right so far?
As far as I can tell.
Okay, good. Steve hasn't panicked yet, so you must be doing it right. I want to remind you, Paul Lavoie's up next with Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. He's got Steve March Torme, and he's going to be talking about a free concert coming up in Havasu. And then after that, Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Stick around.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why...
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
How well is your credit processor treating you? Merchants who partner with Spot on Transact save nearly a mortgage payment annually. They enjoy local representation with best-in-class customer service. Industry low rates, no contracts, state-of-the-art hardware accepting Google and Apple Pay. And now, with the acquisition of Appetize LLC, Spot on serves hundreds of pro ballparks, concert venues, colleges, and universities, and are ready to assist you with your enterprise business. Call Thane O'Brien today, 928-706-2784, or T. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. They have the Co-op Connection Card. If you don't have a Co-op Connection Card, you need to stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today, because you can save money at Eagle Motorcycle Rentals, East West Financial Services, Coit. Yeah, just some of the places. Harrington Accounting and Tax Service. Yeah, IHOP. Yeah, just some of the places you save money with that Co-op Connection Card. Everyone gives you a different, 5% off, 10% off, 12% off, or, a pancake with a donut or something, whatever. But you get with the Co-op Connection Card, you save money. So stop by, pick one up. It attaches to your keychain. You just show it everywhere you go. So the Laughlin Outlet Mall, we got four great restaurants downstairs. I looked at the ice cream store when I walked by this morning. I saw ice cream missing. So apparently people are coming in buying ice cream already. They just opened on Monday. Downstairs, we got four great restaurants. Upstairs, clothing store, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots. Not chocolate boots, but chocolate and boots. Vitamins, Pendletons, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, watches, art. And a thrift store. On the front of the building, we have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, and a nail salon, and a bar. And much more. Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker has electricians all over Mojave County every single day. They can take care of your home. They can take care of your business. Highline Power. If you're going to build a new home, you want them to do your electricity for you, they can do that. They run the phone. They run the cable. They do all that. So if you need an electrician, remember the number. 718-9444. Kingman, Havasu, Bullhead, in between. That take good care of you. So if you're listening to me, you can call Keith Walker. 718-9444 if you need an electrician. East West Financial Services, retirement and estate planning can be complicated. But East West Financial Services, they specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, and asset protection, and guaranteed retirement income and investment protection, principal protection, and final expenses. Many plans are available. Call him. Sit down with him. Tell him what you want to do and see how to get there. Jack Mafara, 928-888-9828. All right, back into the studio. And, Alan, you were talking last, and we were talking about the chain of custody of these ballots. And again, I'm assuming that's all by statute. You don't cut a hole in the wall and they don't just shove them through.
That is true. There are statutes that pertain what that there must be chain of custody on ballots and many other things. Recent statutory changes. Let me just put it this way. There were 31 election-related bills that were passed this year from the legislature.
31.
I mean, actually, I just want to show you. There are. That encompasses a summary is 20 pages worth of.
That's the summary.
That's the summary of the 31 different legislative bills. Some things change one thing. Some things have like dozens and dozens and dozens of components, and that's between voter registration and election type of stuff. So a chain of custody was addressed in that as well. About we're trying to everything that happens, you got to kind of start working it out towards the next elections.
Right.
We don't know right now which way we're going to be heading, but it has to do with possibly chain of custody with voting equipment that might be at the polls, which you know we don't have.
Right.
As I explained just prior into it, but okay. Other counties do. But our chain of custody coming with the ballots from the voter registration, yeah, that's in statute that things must be secured one to another to another. So
so security in both your areas is a priority.
It is
absolutely
yes.
Yeah.
It's huge. Security. Let me tell you a little bit about the security that we had recently installed prior to the the whole primary and general election system. We were able to secure a grant for about $40,000, Help America Vote Act grant that had to deal specifically for security issues. It's called cybersecurity, but it also did with physical security. We had a physical assessment done by the Department of Homeland Security. A person came in and spent the day with us practically, and we walked between the voter registration area, the elections warehouse and stuff, and with that money we ended up securing the elections warehouse building. We'll call it the elections warehouse building. It's part of another county facility building.
Okay.
But we had cameras. We had cameras installed in the building, motion sensored TVs, DVR recording, and we also put that into ballot tabulation rooms, ballot processing rooms, and the recorder's office. They have cameras in rooms that anywhere the ballots go in and get out at all times, and it's constantly being recorded. That's a huge part of election security that we brought in. Other things you could lead into about securities besides the cameras I'm talking about is the security of actually the count. Let's talk about that, the actual tabulation and the count. Prior to every election, we test equipment. We just don't get ballots and say they're going to go right. The people that
because it hasn't been used for a while, so you've got to test it and make sure it's
and we have to make sure it reads what it's supposed to read. So for an election, any election, I mean, we did it for the Mojave Valley Elementary School District election, which wasn't that difficult.
Right.
But I made a test deck of 200 ballots. And it's really a yes no,
and you probably mark them test so they don't get mixed with anything else,
and they get so stored away that correct.
Okay.
But during a large election, I could test into the thousands of ballots. I could mark thousands of ballots, hand tally these ballots to see what the numbers are supposed to be with the dots all over them, and then I run it through the equipment to make sure it reads the very same thing. And if not, it's a reconciliation to see. And it's always human error, always human error on our staff. To make sure, that dot, we didn't count that dot. So right now I'm trying to make a plug that maybe a hand count human isn't the way to go, if anybody thinks so.
Yeah, because the machines seem to
the machines get it are done. Phenomenal. Okay. So we go from this point, so I would test over and over and over again, making sure the results come out and know what I'm looking for. And then I do a public testing. I publicize the public testing. The political parties are aware of the public testing. And some show up at times and some don't. It doesn't matter on that part of it. But we run all the equipment through the predetermined and come up with the answers. We do that before we start counting a single ballot.
Okay.
We do that after. On the exact same equipment, on the same things, after we're done, to make sure that the numbers still come out correctly. And we know that they do, and they always do.
Okay.
So that is called the logic and accuracy test, and that's been in statute probably since the day elections ever started in
Arizona. So, again, this isn't by you didn't dream this up one night to do this.
No.
This is by statute.
This is by statute.
Okay.
And what is also really cool is not only do we do our own logic and accuracy testing, the Secretary of State's office comes in during elections with federal and state with their own test deck. We don't know their answers. They mark their stuff. I send them ballots, and they run them through our equipment, and it comes up to what their answer is supposed to be.
Okay. Again, by statute, that has to be done.
By statute, it must be done.
So this is before you've ever counted a vote from the public. You have to go through this process.
Absolutely, positively.
Okay.
Before we ever counted a vote. And another really big thing I just want to mention about on security is – our voting equipment is never hooked up ever to the internet. Not a single piece ever.
Good.
The only thing that's hooked into this fancy schmancy tabulation equipment that I said, very expensive, it plugs into a wall for a 110.
That's it.
You can't do anything malicious that way. It's not possible.
Okay. At what point in time do you say to the machine, now tell me your numbers?
Oh, when do I say that?
Yeah.
Well, I transfer. This is pretty cool. I transfer.
This is pretty cool.
This is. I get excited over the ballot counting part. It's my favorite part of the whole spiel.
Oh, I can see where it would be. Yeah.
It's really cool. I take the information from the tabulation equipment. Like after I've done, usually after a day's worth of counting, I could be in 10,000, 20,000, whatever I'm doing, you know, between the machines, right?
Okay.
And on election night, it's all night long. I counted 22,000 ballots on election night. Okay,
wow.
From the polls in a few hours, you know, after, you know, this and that.
Right.
But I take that information and I put it into an election management system. That's what it's called, an election management system, which each evening, you know, and tallies, you know, and puts it all together. But nobody ever sees the results. Nobody.
Except you.
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I don't want to.
Well, I wouldn't want to either because I couldn't keep it quiet.
You know, no. The only thing I check when I put it in is I know that run that it comes up that had 4,451 ballots on one machine and had 6,223 on another. I put those in and it tells me that many ballots were transferred in.
Okay.
This many ballots were transferred in. I compare it to what the numbers were prior to that on the number of ballots cast. That's all that I'm concerned about.
So when do you push the button and say, give me the totals? How many votes for John Smith? How many votes for Jane Doe? And
it's always in there. I could do that, but when do I do it? The very first moment I do it is on election day at 8 o'clock. I'm allowed to release it. I do not know what's going down until that particular time.
Okay. And when you push that button that gives you those numbers, is it just you or is there other people in the room that are all, okay, let's see what we've accomplished in the last 6 to 3 weeks or whatever?
It's just me transferring it to a disk, then I post it on our internet. So when I see the numbers for the first time, it's the same thing that the public sees within a moment or so afterwards if they're sitting on our website looking for.
And lots of them do, huh?
They do for these elections.
Because I bet some of them are calling you going, how come the numbers aren't up yet?
Well, I think our people in Mojave County, most for the part, have learned it. You got to wait an hour. Statutorily, you got to wait an hour.
Oh, again, not by choice.
Not by choice. You know, the media wanted them earlier, of course. But they learned that you can't do it. And that's okay. They got it. So we pushed the button at 8 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Good. This is all good information, I think, because the average person doesn't understand this, doesn't know, and they need to understand. And the big part is that I like seeing is this isn't by choice. This is all statute that tells you how to do this and make sure that the process works. All right.
That is very true.
Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. You know, no one's called with a question, so I guess you're giving great information.
Good.
Stick around. We're going to come right back. You got a question, 702-298-1063. You can pick up the phone. You can call us. They will answer it for you. Stick around.
Are you ready for fiber? Hi, I'm Regina, Mojave Electric's fiber broadband member liaison. With nearly 300,000 feet of fiber installed, I'm excited to announce the first connections to TWN fiber internet were made on June 29th. Get in the know about TWN's fast, reliable internet. Pre-register today for your home and business at mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer. It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ATCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Have you been living with joint pain? Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver, a bone and joint specialist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Schedule an appointment today and let's find the cause of your problem. Then set a course to help stop the pain. In 2020, there are many options available, from lifestyle changes and therapy to injections and joint replacement. Come in and allow us to try and help you end that pain. Call us at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 928-444-1491.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Barbara Rita Realty Consultants. For over 35 years, he's been selling real estate right here in the area. Kevin Barbarito knows Laughlin like the back of his hand. Yes, first-time buyers, no problem. Foreclosures, no problem. Home sellers, come on in. Luxury homes, he's got them. New construction, also no problem. Property management, senior communities, short sales, and timeshares. Barbarita Realty Consultants, 702-420-9321. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and they test everyone in the building as required, twice a week right now, for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, pick up the phone and call 758-1404, or you can stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Arizona Comfort Solutions, if you're not comfortable in your home or your office, first of all, you can't leave, so you got to pick up the phone and call 758-2400 and have them come make you comfortable. Have them work on your thermostat, your air conditioner, your swamp cooler, your furnace, your heater, you know, whatever you have. They can do it. Heat pumps, everything. They take care of them. It's that simple. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call 758-2400. And they prefer that you do it at the beginning and the end of each season so they can get your equipment ready to run the whole season. Give them a call. That's what they do. Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, installation, repairs, replacements, and complete monitoring, experts in pest solutions and residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call for a scheduled treatment, 758-5499. ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find they're tasty, and they're filling, and they're good for you. Don't ask me how it happens. Got to ask Eric. He's in charge. Plus, he's got nitro coffees, organic teas, ProFit protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. That's his idea of a TV dinner in 2021. You know, he makes up the lunch that you ordered, puts it in a little package, and you take it to work. It's that simple. Some people stop by on Monday and get their whole week. Yeah, mix them and match them, you know, It's lots of fun. Check out their entire menu at ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN.com. If you can cook, Eric would love for you to call him and talk to you. Also, they're open every day at 7 and weekends at 9. And we have 3 minutes left, so a question. How often do the Board of Supervisors individually call you guys and say, how's everything going in there, Alan? Is it right? Do they come in and see the process at all?
No.
No?
I would like to feel that they have confidence in what we're doing.
Okay, that's a good answer. They should have. All right. Chrissy, you wanted to say, if people have questions, pick up the phone and call you.
Oh, absolutely. Instead of filling out numerous voter registration forms that you get in the mail from third-party entities that we are not sending you because we already know who you are, we would greatly appreciate, we're here for the voters, we would just greatly appreciate if you have any questions about your voter registration, if you're registered to vote, if you're on the list to receive a ballot by mail, any questions, a phone call we always welcome. A phone call is much easier than the process of having to process the forms that we get returned to us over and over and over again.
Yeah, because I bet you do mail out ballots and you get a lot back because the person moved or the person isn't there or something.
The post office is not allowed to forward ballots, so they come back as undeliverable, and then that generates a correspondence to the voter that to validate that.
And again, this is all statute-driven, right?
Yes.
Isn't somebody in your office said, well, let me call Barney because we got his ballot back, so he must have moved.
No, it's all statutory. And then at that point, the letter can say return receipt requested so that we can get a forwarding address so that we can complete the statutory process of either you've moved and you're still in Mojave County, or we make you inactive because you're no longer at the address that we have on file for you.
Both your divisions are very technical, very organized, very statutory driven on everything that you do, right?
That is correct.
And,
yes.
And I really want the public to understand that. People can't vote twice.
No.
People can't vote for dead people.
No.
Nobody can sway the election or steal the election in your equipment. Unless you find a way to get inside there and change it. I don't know how you do that. But it's secure. It's all driven by statute. You have to do everything you have to do because you don't have a choice. This is the way it's got to be. This is the way it's got to work. And the systems work well. And you two probably are on the phone all the time together. Send in your ballots. Okay, we're ready to take them, you know. I can just see where your teams, I see why you're side by side in the building because you work so close together. And it's nice to know that everything is secure in the building. Everything is calculated more than once and double-checked and rechecked. And then finally, 1 hour afterwards, bingo, the machine's going, okay, Alan, I'll tell you who won. Yeah. All right. Alan, what's your phone number? People have a question for you.
Our phone number is 928-753-0733.
And Chrissy?
It's 928-753-0767.
I thank you all three. Steve, you said a whole bunch. Thank you for coming in.
Pleasure.
Steve just kept checking the, you know, making sure both of them were talking right. So, you guys have a great day.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.